Casey, thank you so much for joining us on the Justice League News Hour. Your cartoon is gaining a tremendous amount of popularity. Can you provide me with a quick background of the issue that you're depicting in your cartoon?
Yeah, thank you for having me. In this, I try to tackle the more recent issues regarding North Korea and Kim Jong-un, as well as their relations to President Trump. Trump has taken a very aggressive-seeming stance verbally, but hasn't done a lot physically. And many other nations share this similarity in that they have the technological backing to take on North Korea, but can't due to Kim Jong-un's somewhat clever method. Mixed with some nuclear capabilities, a chokehold on Japan, and a vague and controlled view of their inner workings, no country can try to neutralize them because we don't know the potential of how powerful and how destructive the backlash could be. It could be anywhere from World War III starting or easily manageable, so we poke and prod without actually doing much.
Is the president's recent trip to Asia something that's helped you to create this important image?
Honestly, it supported it because he went on his travel to Asia. He mentioned North Korea as well. But again, just threw out some threats there without actually taking any backing or throwing out any concrete plans.
What impact or what kind of reaction are you hoping to trigger?
I feel that many people, Americans in particular, have been given this image of immense danger regarding the situation through our media's portrayal of it. As of now, there haven't been many groundbreaking scandals, aside from the more recent ones with Trump, since Bill Clinton was president. But with Trump now stirring up all the claims and threatens, headlines have become more, "We're on the brink of nuclear war, worst case scenario," and we're seeing more and more of these. And while this very well could be the case, it isn't definitive, and we know next to nothing of what's actually going on in North Korea. And I want more people to realize that this radical outlook is not the only possibility.
So because this is something that we hear about all the time, why do you think that this is such an important thing to highlight?
I really think it's important because, like I mentioned earlier, it's a really delicate and potentially catastrophic situation, and one that gets misinterpreted a lot. Understanding that the danger of the unknown and the supposed known of the danger are two different things is something that, if we understand better, we as citizens can come to treat this with a more cautious sense. Trump's somewhat foolhardy cries to take down North Korea, even if a bluff, will cause ripples that might actually crush the already crumbling foundation we stand in now. And if we understand that these are just threats, and the threats against something that we really don't know could lead to anything, we as citizens can take more of a cautious stance.
Casey, thank you so much for being on our show. Listeners, please stay tuned for more information on this hot topic.